So, Richard, more than a well-earned point then tonight?
I think we deserved it. Probably deserved a bit more, but, you know, when you're playing catch-up again, you have to be careful you don't let let one in. And I thought first 15 minutes we were good, and we passed the ball very well. But when you have possession and a few chances, like half chances, you need to score a goal when you're on top. And we didn't, and probably as a team we made one mistake all night and conceded a goal. So, but I think on the balance of play, we more than deserved a draw. And this is a tough place to come. I don't league tables aside or anything. This is a tough place to come, and you know, especially in midweek, we've not had a good journey up neither. Got caught in that traffic. Didn't get here till 7 o'clock, so that's why the kickoff was put back till 8. But we've deserved the point, if not a little bit more. I suppose if we got a 3 point, they might have felt a bit aggrieved, but. You've seen that spell of about 10 minutes in the second half where they were throwing bodies at it. It was hitting them, they were blocking them, and we had about 4 or 5 corners in succession. Yemi pops up with a worldie.
I'll say it's a hell of a strike, wasn't it, from Yemi? How pleased are you for him?
I'm always pleased for you. Look, I just said to the lads in there, I'm proud of all of them tonight. And even if we hadn't have got anything, I'd have still have been proud of them because their work rate tonight. And everybody's read us off today. Alan Alger decides to put out that Altrincham are the value bet at 3-1. Obviously, the lads felt a little bit disappointed that everybody had ripped them off. And you know, another night we'd have won this game, perhaps 3-4. On the balance of chances. But, you know, I think the goal that Yemi scored, it's had to take something like that in a game like this where the last-ditch challenges and everything. So, you know, Yemi's a pleasure to work with, like they all are. Yemi was a bit disappointed that I left him out tonight. But and I'll speak to him on Thursday, but... With the way I had some players today, I had to try and balance out playing some players for 45, 60 minutes. You know, I weren't sure how far I could get Turley into the game. I mean, he's very sore in there now. But I weren't sure if I could get him into the game for 45 or 25 or even 60 minutes. So I had all these little subplots in my head that we could do. And Yemi was part of the subplot, but he, you know, unfortunately for him, it meant him sitting on the bench. But that's no consolation to him. But you know, he pops up at the end there with a it's a great strike, isn't it? And you know, what do you say? Is it a good substitution, or has he turned around and metaphorically stuck two fingers up to me for leaving him out?
And also, how much of a relief is it now to get off that 17-point mark and look to build on this again?
Well. If we lose the next two, you'll ask me that about being on 18 points, won't you? So, the last two games have been disappointing results-wise. But the last two results, like I've said before, and I said to Jenny yesterday, I have my own view on why the last two results have gone like they are, and it's not right for me to say what they are, but... I'm not saying we deserve to win the last two games, but there were contributing factors in the last two games that meant that we didn't get anything from them games. So, and some of them were my decisions, some of them were players' performances. But tonight, to come to a place like this on a Tuesday after the journey we've had up here, and to... On the balance of play, percentage-wise, you'd probably say we probably had 60-40 or something like that. I'm sure the stats will say different, but I don't know how your commentary went to people back home. People will tell me, but you know they'll probably say that it felt that it was one way with Eastleigh, you know. And it probably was for long spells of the game.